talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
You can't drive through Talladega on a weekend in October. Just head up north to Jacksonville, cut around and over, watch your speed in Ballin' Springs. They ain't got a thing to do, they'll get you every time. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Alabama Pines by Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happening January 30th through through February 1st. And, by the way, we're about two-thirds sold out on the January Home Show. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Tim Polzin with Bath Fitter, John Currier with Southern Lumber and Millwork, and then finally we'll be talking with a remodeling contractor, Peter Loy, with Citadel Enterprises. But joining us now is content manager Ashley Rowell. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Tim?
Good, good. I bet you don't know what happened 30 years ago. You weren't alive then.
No, I was not.
I happened to read in the newspaper, Shannon Faulkner, does that name ring a bell?
Mm-mm.
She was the first woman to be admitted into the Citadel.
That's awesome.
And happened 30 years ago. I was living right near Hampton Park and would always hear, you know, all these like yelling and cheering, all sorts of stuff coming from the Citadel down the street. And I remember one day, it was pouring rain. It was like it was right around this time 30 years ago, and I heard the loudest cheer and applause that I've ever heard coming out of the Citadel. And I went inside, and on the news it had just said that Shannon Faulkner had quit. And that's how the Citadel reacted at that time. And it seems so dated now. I mean, mm-hmm. they had Save the Males bumper stickers
that's
out there.
Crazy.
And now, you know, Nancy Mace was the first graduate from the Citadel. And, you know, we're just so proud of all those ladies that that have enrolled and graduated from the Citadel. But I thought I would just mention that as something kind of interesting that happened 30 years ago. But Ashley, you're our content manager, and you're responsible for the Charleston Home and Design Magazine weekly email. And what will people find in our weekly email?
Yeah, so I encourage you to head over to charlestonhomeanddesign.com to subscribe to our e-newsletter, or you can pick up our latest issue on page 42 and scan the QR code there. And we send out two newsletters a week. The first newsletter is an editorial newsletter, so it has a few snippets of stories that are featured in our latest issue. And then our second newsletter goes out on Thursdays, and that's a sales newsletter, and that'll give you a few sales of some local showrooms in the area about what's going on in the current week or month. And we only post them on the, in the newsletter. So you definitely want to check it out because they're exclusively there.
Yeah, and there's always some great buys, discounts that that advertisers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine are offering. And do you have any as an example?
Yeah, Steve and Shell Living is launching their new upholstery line. So in stock and custom orders is 30% off through August 31st. Charlestown Plumbing is another great sale. They're doing a $179 water heater flush and tune-up through the month of August. And then Brownswood Nursery and Landscape is having a big sale up to 50% off from August 21st through 23rd. So everything is on sale, and they want to make sure everyone's aware of that. That way you can get a jump start on what you're going to be looking for, because that's pretty crazy that everything will be on sale during that time.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You should definitely take a trip out to Brownswood and stop by the tomato shed. You can have some lunch and then head on out to Brownswood, a very short drive from there.
Mm-hmm. The nursery is beautiful. You can definitely find something, especially on sale. And then with it being a really hot season in Charleston, Fix It 24/7 is offering free second opinions and estimates always. So you can visit fixmyhome247.com to take them up on that offer.
Are they still doing that $39 cleaning special as well?
That I have no idea. This is just that.
I think they are, and you know, I used to not be a believer in getting your HVAC systems cleaned in the spring before the hot weather, and then in the fall before the cold weather. But I definitely am a believer now, because it does help extend the life of your equipment, and the fact that Fix It 24/7 can come out and for $39 clean your each of your condensers, it's pretty darn cheap, and you should definitely take advantage of that for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a game changer, because even though it's working now, it might not work in the winter, and you need it working in every season.
Exactly.
And lastly, every Saturday, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture has a warehouse sale, so they have some great savings for you to just come on and stop in their showroom, and you can find those there.
Cool. Good deal. Well, we've just undergone a big web redesign for our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. So definitely want to check it out. You can listen to past radio shows that are posted there, and you can also get great inspiration for whatever project you've got going on. We've got photos of local projects. They're all organized by room, and you can search and even see who the contractors are that were responsible for that. So it's a great tool. Are you happy with the redesign?
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's very user friendly, and I think it just encourages our readers and visitors to take a look at some of the articles we have. It's a great way to find local home professionals and to read our magazine, because it's online there as well, free to the public.
Very good. College football just 2 weeks away. Have a great weekend, everybody. And now we're talking with Tim Polzin with Bath Fitter. How you doing, Tim?
How you doing, Tim? Doing well today.
Good. Tim, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Bath Fitter.
Boy, I'd love to, Tim. You're a bath fitter. We've been in business for over 40 years. We manufacture our own acrylic. We have a showroom on Dorchester Road. We specialize in one-day bath remodels. And we have nothing but certified installers that are work for us that are not subcontractors.
Gotcha. So all the work is done by in-house employees then?
That is absolutely correct.
Gotcha. And that's different from who doesn't have their own employees and subcontracts out work like that?
Well, a lot of times when you hire a contractor, there's many different trades that come into your bathroom. Mm-hmm. So you've got your plumber that comes in and does your plumbing work. You have your sheetrock guy that comes in, you have your flooring guy, you have your tile guy, So there's a lot of different trades, and they all work for this general contractor. So those are subcontractors, and they kind of work at their own pace. So this project could actually turn into a 2 to 3 week project just to get your bathroom remodeled.
Gotcha. And because they're, you're having to schedule all these different subcontractors and
absolutely, the general contractor spends most of his time trying to just keep everybody on the schedule. Mm-hmm. And if there's delays, which it's called construction, so there could be, then somebody else may have to be bumped.
Yep. And those subcontractors, they all have their own version of you know, how they should clean up after themselves and so forth.
So true. So a lot of subcontractors, you know, they make their own hours, and they also you know, don't always worry about the trade behind them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think electricians are the dirtiest culprits. They tend to leave a big mess.
Sounds like you have experience, Tim.
Yeah, they got a bad reputation, unfortunately. Well, let me ask you, Tim, how is it possible to transform a bathroom in one day?
Well, the way it's possible is it's all we do. So we only do the wet area of your bathroom, which is your tub or shower area. Mm-hmm. So we do that every day, 5 days a week. So these guys are very proficient at what they do. They can be ready to install your new bathroom and remove the old one within a couple hours and start installing the new stuff. Generally speaking, they'll have you done by 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Mm-hmm. What if you run into a situation where maybe the subfloor has, there's been a leak or the subfloor needs to be replaced and things like that?
We replace the subfloor at no charge, no extra charge. But if there becomes structural work, like if there's floor joists that are broken or caved in, that becomes something that we have to stop. We don't do any structural work. That would be something that we'd have to have you find a licensed contractor to take care of. But generally, we can tell that ahead of time, because you walk into a bathroom, if it's really soft, we're going to let you know.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens with the flooring, the tile, things like that?
Everything that we demo, we take with us. So we take it. You don't have to worry about anything being left in the curb. We take all our demolition debris with us. We're going to sweep our way out of the house. We're going to Swiffer ourselves if we have hardwood floors. We're going to leave it cleaner than the way we found it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. So, Tim, I understand Bathfitter. You folks have got a showroom on Dorchester Road, and you've made some improvements to that showroom?
We sure did. Over the Christmas break, we completely remodeled our showroom here at 4510 Dorchester Road. We're here every day, and we take weekend appointments.
Excellent. And what will folks find in the Bathfitter showroom? What will they see?
They'll see a combination of tubs and walk-in showers. We try to show a variation of a lot of different things, a lot of different walls, a lot of different colors, and a lot of different trims on the plumbing that we do.
Gotcha. And you told me that that Bathfitter, one of the most popular fixtures that Bathfitter is selling these days as far as a finish goes is the new brushed gold fixtures.
That is correct. We just introduced brushed gold. It looks really good against some of our new white wall patterns, so we've got some of that on display as well. We also got hundreds of pictures.
Yeah, that's great. And and what about the Simmons commercial quality valves, and what is a valve? Why is that important that a homeowner
sure so the valve is the thing that is behind the wall that mixes your hot and cold water together and creates either your tub or your shower fill. The commercial grade Simmons is very important because it's been in commercial buildings like hotels, motels, apartment complexes for years, and they have just taken that commercial quality now and introduced it into the residential market. So we're taking commercial grade material and using it on your residential stuff now.
So it should stand up longer than if it was just for residential then.
We have it here, and I like to show people just the difference in weight. If you pick up a Moen valve and then you pick up a Simmons valve, it's probably twice as heavy. So you know it's got a better construction of the parts inside.
Gotcha. And that's important because the valve is located behind the wall, right?
Correct. You want your valve to be waterproof. That is for sure. And they also come with a lifetime warranty as well.
And you don't want it to fail either, because that's gonna require a lot of work to get at that valve.
A lot of work. We have to remove things, and you just don't want to do that. You want to be able to put something in and back it up for life.
Who is your best customer at Bath Fitter? Like who is most suited for a one day change out?
So right now, I think our busiest thing that we're doing is removing a tub and putting in a walk-in shower. I think everybody seems to know that time is short, and the walk-in shower is also a great option for a parent that's aging or somebody with mobility issues as well. Mm-hmm. So our number one thing is a tub to shower conversion.
Right. So that's very popular. People, seem to prefer to take a shower versus taking a bath. And
so true. Yes.
But there are days when you really could use a bath and just relax and so forth. But
sure. We put in tubs as well. What we recommend to most anybody is if you have a home with two bathrooms, keep one in a bathtub. Mm-hmm. We can remove and replace your old bathtub. And put a new bathtub in, but if you want a shower, we recommend just one shower out of the two baths.
Mm-hmm. But the question I asked before, like who is Bath Fitter's best customer? Would it be someone who maybe has a rental unit or an Airbnb? Is it someone who has a second home here in Charleston? What would you say is the best customer for Bath Fitter?
I say our best customer is somebody who has a fiberglass shower that was put in around the 80s. Those fiberglass tend to crack on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably our number one customer. And yes, it can consist of rental units. We've done lots and lots of rental units. We've done lots of commercial projects as well at the College of Charleston. We've done some work in some hotels, motels, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say there is no real best customer, but I say the thing that we see the most of is that fiberglass cracking at the bottom.
Mm, yeah. And I can throw in my two cents. Bath Fitter replaced installed a walk-in shower in a historic home built in the 1880s that my wife and I own, and it's an old Charleston house. There are it has the, I guess they call it the Charleston tilt, where, you walk in and everything is a little out of balance. And if you put a marble on the floor.
We custom make those things. We custom make it for you to fit your space.
That's what I was going to ask you about is how did Bath Fitter manage to, put in a unit that is intended to go into a square kind of bathroom, modern construction. But you can even put a Bath Fitter walk-in shower in a historic home that has lots of issues and things like that.
It has lots of nuances. It's seen a few hurricanes, is what you're saying.
That's right.
Yes. So what we do is we can actually come out and laser measure that and custom make the shower to fit that. And we can also, we take our walls, we bend those, we heat bend those on site. So we take a sheet of acrylic and bend it into a U shape to go over the shower flange and make it watertight.
Nice. Nice. And just to, you know, finish that out, we've never had any problems with the walk-in shower that Bathfitter installed. So that's a good thing, and it's been years and years.
It is a good thing. See, we offer that lifetime warranty. We only want to put it in once.
Yeah, that's right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Bathfitter?
They can always stop by our showroom at 4510 Dorchester Road, or they can call us at 843-767-4008, and we're always available online at bathfitter.com.
And you can always find Bathfitter within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Tim Polzin with Bathfitter. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
You too. And now we're talking with John Currier with Southern Lumber and Millwork. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. John, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Southern Lumber and Millwork.
Well, Southern Lumber was started in 1941 as a small mill shop in Charleston, basically in a garage by Herman Albrecht, and it's still in the family, and we have been around for close to 85 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
And we now have about 170 employees.
Wow. Well, very good. Well, Southern Lumber and Millwork, I remember when I moved here more than 35 years ago in 1989, and I bought a house near Hampton Park. Everybody thought it was a mistake for me to do that. It needed a lot of work. I would take a molding sample to before I think Lowe's and Home Depot got to Charleston. There was something, a big box store called Home Quarters Warehouse HQ, and I would take the molding up there and say, do you have anything that will match this? And they would say, try Southern Lumber. And I'd go to someplace else and they say, no, try Southern Lumber. So that made an impression on me as a new homeowner, that Southern Lumber, was the place to go for things like that. And I understand, Southern Lumber, has its own millwork for moldings, right?
Yes, we have basically two sides of our custom shop. One side is the table shop, which makes custom corbels, brackets, gates, and things of that sort. And then we have our molding side, where we take our supreme treated southern yellow pine. We run it through our molders and shape it, and that becomes a exterior product. Then we have it primed, and it becomes our elite treated product, which is exclusive to Southern Lumber.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And it seems like there's all sorts of sources for moldings, for example. How is it that there's a market for Southern Lumber and Millwork to cut your own millwork for customers?
Well, most of the moldings that are out there on the market are either a finger jointed material or they're a pine and MDF, which is a medium density fiber board. Mm-hmm. We make most of our interior moldings out of poplar, which is a harder wood than pine, and also doesn't have the graining that you get with pine. And it takes paint and primer very well. And we feel like it's a superior product that does a better job for the customer rather than having finger jointed products.
Gotcha. And does it also have to do with some of the historic homes downtown that, you know, that...
Yes, we get in probably 15 or 20 samples a week of houses downtown that have all these custom crowns and trim pieces and baseboards. And what we do is we send them back to our shop, and they get us pricing back. We call the customer. Then we make knives, which is a steel knife, that will custom make that piece of molding to be identical to what they brought in and they're trying to replicate.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So there's definitely a market there for the custom moldings that that Southern Lumber and Millwork can provide.
Yeah, we have probably about 40 people in our custom molding shop that, you know, does from gates to brackets to any and everything that if you can draw it, we can make it. And then the molding side is where they take the knives and put them on the molding machines, and then the product is run through the molders to replicate what you brought in for reproduction.
Gotcha. And then you mentioned that after the moldings are cut, they are primed, and that becomes your...
Not the interior ones.
Okay.
But it's our elite treated product that gets primed. In the weather here, even though it's a pressure treated product, if it's out in the moisture for a few weeks or longer, it tends to soak in moisture. So with the primer on it, it keeps the moisture from going into that pressure treated lumber.
Gotcha. And the Elite Treated, that's Southern Lumber's own brand of primed treated lumber, correct?
Yes, it is. It's exclusive to us, and we sell a lot of it. A lot of it goes on the historic homes downtown that, you know, were built 1800s and wood rots. And we have found that the Elite Treated product for trimming around windows, for doing casement and crown moldings and all those pieces tend to hold up a whole lot longer than basically just the old pine and primer and paint. So you will get probably about 10 times the life out of the Elite Treated product over your basic Southern Yellow Pine.
Yeah, and you're referring to a builder or painting contractor that will prime that product on the site, on the job site, and then paint it. And the Elite Treated, You work with...
Comes already primed.
Yeah, you folks work with Carolina Machine Finishing, and...
Yes.
And they're the ones that... They run the piece of lumber through a machine that flood applies, and I that's not a term people hear all the time, but it's flooding the board with oil based primer, right? And that just seals everything up and creates that the end product that that builders love, because they're not having to do callbacks
We have people from all over the state that come to Southern Lumber for our elite treated product. I just was on the phone this morning with a contractor that's been doing business with me for about 5 years now, and he does a lot of historic preservation up in Lexington in that area. And he calls me, comes down with a trailer, picks up a trailer load of it because he can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah. And
so he called me this morning about flooring for some of the old historic homes there. And so this is a house that he's working on, I believe, in Camden.
Mm-hmm.
And they need all the upper and lower floors replaced. So
porch floors?
The porch floors. So what we sell is a five-quarter. Five-quarter means it's a true one-inch, not a three-quarter. And it has a 3 1/8-inch face to it. And we sell those in 8s, 10s, 12s, 14s, 16-foot lengths. And it's a really good product. It holds up. It doesn't warp. It doesn't buckle. Even when it's out in the weather before you put your finish coats on it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. That's a strong testimonial to have a builder in Columbia, all the way in Lexington, that is taking the time.
He
and the
calls
expense.
Me and I get him a list together and a quote, and he drives all the way down here and picks it up. And don't hear any complaints about it,
right?
Our products.
And
he's like, I can't find those anywhere else.
That's amazing. And if you live in the Charleston area and you're listening to this radio show, you don't have to bring your trailer. Southern Lumber will deliver right to your job site.
Yes, we offer free delivery on orders $500 or more within a 50-mile radius of our location here.
Hmm. Gotcha. And a dirty word for a builder, or a phrase that they don't like to hear, is a callback. So they don't like when they'd love to run into a former customer in a restaurant or something, but they don't like to get the calls that from a customer that says, hey, we have a problem. Can you come back out and do some kind of a repair or something like that? And is that one of the reasons why builders love the elite treated lumber from Southern Lumber, because it holds up so well and protected from the elements?
Yeah, it's a supreme grade of lumber, which means it has no knots, cracks, chips, any of that. It comes into our shop here rough, meaning unplaned. We run it through our planers and our molders, and then it's sent over to Carolina Machine Finishing for the oil-based primer to be put on it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And we recently had to replace some of the decking on our front porch, and I specified to the builder that I wanted him to buy the Elite Treated Tongue and Groove porch flooring from Southern Lumber. And I bring that up because, you know, the homeowner is the ultimate decision maker in everything that's going, any kind of project on your house. And it's important that a homeowner knows what to ask for, and you don't put you obviously trust your builder, but you don't put all of your trust in the builder. You still have to do your own homework, and you still have to follow up and make sure they're, you know, they're doing what they should be doing. But I don't think we would have gotten the same product had I not specified that with the builder.
Exactly. We have a lot of homeowners that come over and sort of look at our products, and then they go back to their contractor and say, hey, I want this, this, and that to be used on my house, because they look at it and say, hey, it's a superior product to what you can get at the big box place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, and I bring that up because, you know, you're, as a homeowner, you're the boss. You obviously want to listen and be guided by the builder or the architect if they're involved. But you're the ultimate decision maker and on this kind of thing.
Yes.
And you should really, if you're doing a project, you should really do your homework and make sure that you're getting the best possible product. And the way things are going these days, the materials themselves that you get from Southern Lumber, they obviously you get what you pay for. They're going to cost something, but it's the labor that is really the expensive part of a project. And so you really want to have the best materials possible on your house inside and outside.
Exactly.
Because if you have to replace them, you're going to be spending an awful lot on the labor of hiring that builder.
Yeah, callbacks are expensive. And we don't have a lot of that. We do our best up front to inform the customer, the contractor, coach them through the proper installation of the product. And we do not get a lot of callbacks or returns.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And we also, we do framing packages. We have an estimating department that will take your blueprints and go through it and give you a list of what is required, you know, to build your whole house.
That's great. That's great. And then the other, you know, this is an intangible, but do you want your dollars to stay local versus, you know, buying your materials from one of the lumber yards that is a national company? Those dollars aren't necessarily going to stay, you know, in the local economy. And Southern Lumber and Millwork is a local company. How many employees does Southern Lumber have?
We have over, say, 170 employees.
Yeah.
And then their families. And so you're probably looking at, you know, with the wives and the kids, and I mean, it's probably 400 or more
mm-hmm.
people that the company, you know, the pay goes to, and then that goes out into the local economy.
Exactly. It trickles through the economy with all the money
exactly.
that the Southern Lumber employees are spending and so forth. So if you're, you know, if you care about that, and you should, you know, why not do business with a local company? And here's the last question I've got for you. And I think I asked this to Thad, the president of Southern Lumber and Millwork a while ago. I'm always curious, how many forklifts does Southern Lumber have? Because you got a bunch.
How many forklifts? wow. I would say with all of our locations, with Fellowship, which is where our doors are, custom doors and window sashes and all that are made, I would say we probably have at least 25.
Uh-huh. And probably a couple
sometimes
of...
it's like a bunch of bees out there buzzing. And you have to watch where you're going to cross the parking lot.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And probably a small army of mechanics to keep those all those forklifts up and running. By the way, Thad, I believe
we have a full-time employee. His last name is Moffitt. And Moffitt is the thing that's usually on the back of a truck that gets lowered down, and it's a type of forklift, mm-hmm. but it's called a Moffitt.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And his last name is Moffitt. So he is our mechanic that takes care of all the repairs and everything for the forklifts and the Moffitts, and also repairs on some of the big trucks. Mm-hmm. Now, fleet of Mack trucks that we have.
By the way, I'm pretty sure Thad told me about 35 or so forklifts all told.
Yeah, it's quite a few out there. I wish we had numbers on each one. That way we would know.
Right.
But there's quite a few.
Yeah.
I would say at least 25. If Thad says 35, then it's between 25 and 35 of them.
Right. Well,
those things are not cheap.
Oh, I know. $60,000 or so a piece.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Southern Lumber and Millwork, it's a great company, great local company. If you're a builder, you should definitely be working with Southern Lumber and Millwork. And if you're a homeowner, you should, and you have a project coming up, small or big, you should don't buy your lumber at a big box store. You definitely want to get it. There's a difference in the lumber, and that's a different conversation between what the big box stores get and what Southern Lumber gets. So buy the best material. Same with paint, you know. Buy the best paint you can. It's a small percentage of your overall project budget, but it's the labor that to install those materials that is what's the big cost is. So definitely buy the best materials that you can, and you can find those at Southern Lumber and Millwork. And what's the best way for folks to reach out to Southern Lumber and Millwork?
Well, they can go to our website, which is southernlumber.com.
All right. Good deal. And you're located in the upper part of the peninsula, just off of King Street, right?
Yes. We're at 2031 King Street.
Which is way up Charleston. There. You're not going to have to worry about parking.
Almost at North Charleston borderline.
Exactly.
We're in the same building that was built in like 1941 and just been expanded and expanded and expanded.
Well, you have a great experience when you visit Southern Lumber and Millwork, and you can always find Southern Lumber and Millwork within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with John Currier with Southern Lumber and Millwork. Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And talking to us now is remodeling contractor Peter Loy with Citadel Enterprises. How are you doing, Peter?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Peter, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Citadel Enterprises.
Yeah, so we're a design-build remodeling firm located in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. My father started the business back the year I was born, 1991, so we've been around for 33 years. I started with the company probably age 14, 15, chief broom pusher, you know, had a few other jobs in between there. Eventually got into project management, and then, business development, which is where I'm at now. We typically work Mount Pleasant, Barrier Islands, downtown West Ashley, don't get into the Kiowa area very much. But largely focus on remodels, do a few new builds, not really new construction in terms of new homes, but detached garages, ADUs, stuff like that, and also some complex repair work, be it termite structural repairs.
All right, good deal. 33 years in business, and you mentioned that you I like that, chief broom pusher. So was that that was a title that sometimes younger people like titles.
I was just happy to be making money. I mean, I was 15 years old, you know, I making $10 an hour, and during the summers I was the, you know, guy with a new guitar, new skateboard, new surfboard, while the rest of my friends are kind of sitting around waiting on their weekly allowance. So I didn't care what you called me, as long as it came with a paycheck.
Right. Well, that's I think that's probably the best way. I've talked to different GCs that have never swung a hammer in their life, but they're leading a construction company. But I think it's always best to kind of work your way up, because you know the ins and outs of remodeling, correct?
But yes, sir. So most of our subs that we work with today, you know, we've been with for a long time. Most of them, you know, have known me since that age. So it helps the relationship, I guess. You know, we're close and they understand that it wasn't necessarily, you know, I'm very fortunate to be in the position I'm in, but it wasn't necessarily a, you know, pull me off the sideline and go, here you go, run with it type mm-hmm. deal.
Right. So, you're a second generation builder. What would you say between your father and you, the secret of success for Citadel Enterprises being in business for 33 years?
It's a few things. You know, one, I think, you know, the product we can put out, right? You know, be it finishes, the way the home looks when we're done. But that's just part of it. I think there's a lot of contractors out here that can deliver, you know, a pretty product. That's part of the reason people choose us. But again, I think a lot of people can, you know, manage that expectation and deliver a pretty thing. I think part of it is, you know, we do the right thing, even when it's the hard thing. Right. So it's, you know, we encounter things that may not be what the homeowner wants to hear or see. We address it, and, you know, we're steadfast on, if we're going to do things, we're going to do it the right way. If you don't want to do it the right way, we don't want to do it. So that's part of it. And then another part is the customer service. You know, this market's a very high touch market. So distinguishing yourself from, you know, everybody else, we've got, like a lot of people do, project managers that oversee the project. So they're constantly in the home, managing not only the quality and the subs, but also the homeowners, because what a lot of people don't realize is the homeowners need management through these projects just as much as everybody else does. And that's setting expectations, setting schedules, you know, just setting expectations for what's happening and how things are going to go. And then we always try to, you know, be straight shooters. That's a huge thing. Telling people, you know, the first time, the way we're going to do it and how we're going to do it. And if it's not for us, it's not for us, but trying not to jerk people around.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like, communication is a big part of, Citadel Enterprises' success.
It's huge. I think it's huge in all facets of life, whether it's your marriage, your company, your relationship with friends, family, anything like that. You know, I'm not saying we don't ever fall short there. But we're in constant contact from all levels of the company, be it, you know, top down. So when we're checking in and saying, you know, are we communicating enough? And sometimes they're like, you're communicating too much. I don't need to know all this.
Right.
And then other times, you know, we can feel some frustration where maybe we're falling short. So we try to address it and, you know, get things back on track to where they need to be.
With being a remodeling contractor, Citadel Enterprises, you no doubt will encounter the surprise when you're opening up walls and so forth. How do you handle the expectations and when a surprise like that comes up, maybe some termite damage or that kind of thing?
So there's a couple ways. The first thing, we do typically in the beginning of the process is, you know, a lot of homeowners call and they say, hey, you know, here's my project. I want to bid. So I understand the mentality and I understand the reason why they're doing it. I'm happy to give them ballpark numbers, you know, say, hey, your project's looking like 350 to 400,000. Right. But if you really want to move forward with us beyond that point, we'd ask you to enter into a pre-construction agreement or a design build agreement. And what that does is, you know, we ask for a little bit of money up front to try to do our due diligence to figure out what's wrong so that we don't go into kitchen remodel going, okay, we're going to do this, this, and this. But the first wall we open up, the main electrical lines running through it and the main drains running through it. Right. Because that totally derails the project's timeline as well as budget. So we try to spend some time up front figuring out, you know, here's the idea. Is it going to work and what's it really going to take to work? And some people don't like that. You know, they just want to go to it, but they don't like it till we open up the wall and we say, hey, this is going to be a $50,000 change order, right? Because mm-hmm. we didn't spend a little bit of time up front figuring out, you know, what it's really going to take. There are always instances that come up of hidden damage, we'll call it, right? The termites that we can't see. It doesn't make sense for us to go rip your whole house apart and then go, okay, now this is going to cost us, right? Mm-hmm. So we try to set the expectation that, yeah, there's always the possibility of that and try to typically build in an allowance for them to say, hey, here's the budget. Let's do a 10% contingency to say we're probably going to find something that none of us can foresee that's going to mess this up. So put it as a placeholder, have it in the budget, expect it. But if we don't run into it, you get that money back. Mm. Right. And so I think that helps a little bit, you know, for them to have an idea that, okay, things can go wrong here. We've got some money placed aside for it, but we might not need it.
Right. Oh, that sounds like a great approach. Let's talk about some of the projects that Citadel Enterprises typically undertakes. So obviously you're a remodeling contractor. Citadel Enterprises can put on an addition. I've noticed a lot of building permits. I think people are wary of selling their houses because they don't know where they're going to go to, and interest rates are high, so they're looking to improve where they're living now. So Citadel Enterprises, yeah. You folks can help homeowners with additions?
Oh, yeah. We do tons of additions. We obviously have seen the rise over the past few years in the, what we'll call ADU, detached structure, detached garages. Those are popular. I think we'll start to see that slow down as the municipalities grapple with how to deal, not so much with, I think, people trying to find a place for their mother-in-law. I think the worry more so is Airbnb.
Yeah.
But that's been a big thing. And yeah, the additions have been a huge way for people to remain in their home, but gain needed space that they may want.
Mm-hmm. The town of Mount Pleasant was way ahead of some of the other municipalities with allowing the ADUs, and I've always been very impressed with that, and because it allows a new living a place for someone to live that they may be priced out of a traditional home in Mount Pleasant, but they. You have an ADU and you might be able to rent it to someone that has a smaller budget.
Right. And So Mount Pleasant recently, and I don't want to get too deep into this with you, but Mount Pleasant recently has passed some new tree ordinances that I think we're going to see that be curbed largely. They've obviously got in place, you know, a permit allocation system for the ADUs. They allow a certain number of permits to be pulled for that per year. People have kind of found a way around that because you take the whole kitchen equation out of it and it's no longer an ADU, right? Not necessarily as rentable in that aspect, but I think with this new tree ordinance we're seeing, it's going to dampen the amount of the detached structures, large additions that we're seeing.
Gotcha. I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and the headline says, "Transforming Homes Exceeding Expectations." What would you say that how can you put that into layman's terms for our listeners, what that means?
Yeah, so I mean the transforming homes part I think's the pretty straightforward, right? Take that and transform into what you want it to be. And then the exceeding expectations part is again, you know, doing the right thing, trying to communicate as best as possible, making the experience a great experience, right? Because what a lot of people don't understand, I think, is they've got this vision of, hey, I'm going to do a remodel and it's going to be fun. Well, it's not fun. you can ask my wife. She's been living through it for 5 years and nothing's finished, right? It's tough. It's not really an enjoyable experience except for the first day and the last day, I think, kind of like owning a boat. Right. So, you know, we try to manage and set the expectations, you know, and it's a lot about under-promising and over-delivering, I think, is a big part of it.
That's a great approach. Well, how can folks get more information about Citadel Enterprises?
Visit our website, www.citadelenterprises.com. You can check out our info there or tell them to feel free to call the office. Our number is 843-884-4303. They can call, speak with our office manager. She'll put them in touch with me or my father, and we'll be happy to talk to them about any projects they have or questions they may need answered.
And Citadel Enterprises, is there any connection to the Citadel?
Yes, sir. So my father went to the Citadel, graduated 87. I often get asked if I'm a Citadel grad. My answer is heck no. love the Citadel. It's a great school, but my grandfather was a naval captain and my dad was a Citadel cadet. So when I was 18, the last thing I wanted to do is keep walking that line.
Right. Well, very good. Well, we've been talking with Peter Loy, remodeling contractor with Citadel Enterprises, been in business for 33 years. So they're obviously a very trusted company and someone you can count on to get the job done right. And you can always find Citadel Enterprises within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.